ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानन्दनाशलकचक्षुरुर्मिलितं जाय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे I've been geared to marathon schedule, which in Hungary we have daily greeting, kirtan, until quarter to, we have class. I'll meet with Sanktan devotees for 5 minutes and then prasadam. Marathon schedule. I was just speaking to them earlier, because there it's an hour later, so there it's already 8:30. Finishing prasadam. And we use this word, the nectar of book distribution. And we use the word nectar. It is actually a real thing, aside from it just being a figure of speech that represents something very nice. Oh, that's nectar. and there are also different types of nectar. You know, originally the explorers went to the New World. They were looking for a fountain of youth. They were looking for nectar. They were looking for something that if you bathe in it or you drink it, you don't age. That's why they were crossing the Atlantic. They were looking for this fountain of youth. Of course, they didn't find it. In heavenly planets, there's also nectar. Amrita, it's called. Mritu means death, and Amrita means that by which you don't die. And for that type of nectar, of course, everyone dies who has a material body, but it just means that you live a long time. It wouldn't be nectar if you'd be cursed with a material body forever. That's what the demigods and demons, they fought over to get that type of nectar that Mohini Murti gave. And that type of nectar, well, at best, Amrita, it means it gives you liberation. The best nectar is the nectar that's the spiritual nectar that's found in the spiritual world. And of course, our concept of nectar is something that it's in like in a glass of water, something that you drink. But actually, we see that, for instance, the gopis, when they're singing after Krishna, then they say tavakata amrita tapta jivana. He says, "This amrita, tavakata amrita." He says it's actually not in a glass; it's katamrita. It's nectar about Krishna. In other words, it's sound vibration. Sound vibration of Krishna's holy name and tava kata amrita. The sound vibration of Krishna kata, Krishna's pastimes. Tava kata amrita, that's the real spiritual nectar. Tava kata amrita tapta jivanam. And Kama Sapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimad Adatam. It gives the highest benediction. The highest blessing is that it gives love, prema. For the earthly nectar certainly can't do that, and the heavenly nectar can't give prema. But this nectar, this Krishna Katamrita, that gives Krishna prema. But it's not something you pour in your mouth, you have to pour it in your ear. And you pour it in your ear by hearing. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam, Kimvapare, you don't need anything else. To be immortal, you don't need anything else except that you pour this into your ear. and Tavakatamrita Tapta Jivana. And it gives us, it gives one eternal life. You don't take birth, Chaktva Punarajanma. You don't take birth again in the material world. And you live eternally with Krishna by drinking this nectar. And that's what, when we talk about the nectar, but that's what book distribution is about. It's giving people the nectar, and then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Purna Amrita Ashvadanam. Purna Amrita Ashvadanam. This is the Amrita that everyone's looking for. They're running around on the street like madmen, like ants. Here and there, they're busy, no, I gotta go here, I gotta go there. But actually, what they're running around for is what we've got, except they don't know it. So, therefore, somehow the whole plan is how to, I don't know if you've ever had a pet, just like if you've had a pet and, you know, the pet's hungry and you give them food and you say, okay, come here, it's food time. Then they start running all over the place. This is right over here, but they're running and they're so busy running, they like walk through it and everything, and they don't notice until you have to stick their nose in it, and then they wake up, oh, here it is. Here's the cat food or the dog food. So that's sort of like what we practically have to do. We have to like push their nose in it, and the Amrita, here it is. And then they get a little whiff by the association of devotees, and then it's theirs. And it's just a matter of, and therefore that's actually Amrita when we go out on book distribution and we distribute books, what we're saying, sir, take this, that's Amrita, because it leads to Amrita. Just like building a yagyashala may not look like a sacrifice, but without it you don't have a sacrifice. So it's also part of the sacrifice. So similarly, giving people and whatever you say to get people, introduce people to this Amrita, that also becomes nectar. And so if we're concentrated, then it gives us life. That's what means, oh, I got enlivened. What is it? How did, why did you get enlivened? You didn't get rich. You didn't get, what made you enlivened? Because if we actually drink the nectar that we're distributing, then we become enlightened. We feel nectarian. Oh, that's nectar. And it's a and of course by distributing it, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the gopis say the same thing. Shravana Mangalam Srimad Aditam Bhuri Grinanti Bhurida Janaha. One becomes Bhurida, very magnanimous. So there's nobody more magnanimous than those people who are distributing this nectar about you. And for it, you get, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you get your commission. As much nectar as you distribute, you get that much nectar. Of course, with nectar, just like, you know, the all these pilgrims are going to Kumbh Mela and Magh Mela and so on, because just one drop. So it was just, you know, one drop, and still millions of years later, people are still going there. So that's the effect of getting one drop. So what's the effect of getting so many drops? You could say every book you distribute is worth 1,000 Kumbh Melas. At least no one ever got prema swimming in Kumbh Mela. But you get prema by getting a Srimad Bhagavatam, getting the Bhagavad Gita. And literally speaking, that's what we're doing. We're making a mela. And we're people can come and take advantage and become, it's Prabhupada's use of this word advantage. Usually it's used in a different context when they take advantage of something. It means you're using somebody. But Prabhupada uses it in the sense of that you benefit yourself and benefit others. Mm-hmm. So real benefit comes by this type of tavakatamrita. We become benefited. Other people become benefited, the whole world becomes benefited, and all this kalma sapaham, all of these sins and all of this dirtiness that's spread all over the world, it becomes eradicated. It may not appear like that, but the process becomes inaugurated, and eventually that will become manifest. That is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction and this Krishna consciousness movement's destiny. When I was writing Navaraja Mahima, and I remember I was sitting in the back room, because sometimes I'd go to Stir Gracie, staying in the same room, so I'd move around to different rooms. And I was reading either Brahmanda Purana or Bhavishya Purana, and I was searching for something, and this was Purushottam, who I took to be Lord Jagannath, and he's talking about how in Kali Yuga, that's where this in Kali Yuga, how for 10,000 years there becomes a renaissance, a spiritual renaissance, and Vaishnavas will become prominent all over the world. That's where it comes from. It's there. I wasn't looking for it. It was something else. I just came across it. And as we were speaking yesterday, we have that privilege of being part of... It's not every day that you can be part of Scripture, that you actually be part of a divine prophecy, and that we fulfill just by going out and giving people this opportunity to really gain eternal life. And that's what they're going to get when they get these books. They get Amrita, and they get the highest grade of Amrita. So that's why Bhagavatam says, just by this book, reading this book, you get prema. You get Krishna prema. You don't need anything else. And Prabhupada has made that very accessible with his purports. His purports are sort of like the vessel with which you pour that prema of Srimad Bhagavatam, makes it digestible and easily accessible for people. So let's see what happens today. Hare Krishna. Shishi Pancha Tattva ki jaya. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Jaya Nitai Gaur Premanandini.